আলহামদুলিল্লাহ ইয়াসর মুর্শিদি ও মাওলাই কুররাত আইনি ওয়া সামারাতু ফুয়াদি হযরত শাহ হাকিম মোহাম্মদ আস্তাদ সাহেব নাবার আল্লাহ মারকাদাকা জানদার শানদার আর মজাদার জানদার শানদার মজাদার আশার আল্লাহ ঈশ্বর বলনিওয়ালা সুননিওয়ালা সবকে আমল করনি কে তৌফিক আতা ফরমায় আল্লাহ আল্লাহ আপনি খালেক পর ফেদা হো আর গায়রুল্লাহ কো ছোর আপনি খালেক পর ফেদা হো আর গায়রুল্লাহ কো ছোর দামনি মোর সিদি ফাকর আওর নফস কে রেসেতে কোতর দামনি মোর সিদি ফাকর আওর নফস কে রেসেতে কোতর আপনি খালেক পর ফেদা হো উর্দু চর্চা হোনা চাই ভাই হজরত কা জবান হাই বহুত মজাদার পড়িয়ে আপনি খালেক পর ফেদা হো আর গায়রুল্লাহ কো ছোর আপনি খালেক বহুত মজা আপনি খালেক পর ফেদা হো আর গায়রুল্লাহ কো ছোর দামনি মোর সিদি ফাকর আওর নফস কে রেসেতে কোতর দামনি মোর সিদি ফাকর আওর নফস কে রেসেতে কোতর খাক হো যায়েঙ্গে কবরোঁ মে হাসিনোঁ কে বদন খাক হো যায়েঙ্গে কবরোঁ মে হাসিনোঁ কে বদন আরজি দিল বুর কি খাতির রাহে পয়গম্বর না ছোর আরজি দিল বুর কি খাতির রাহে পয়গম্বর না ছোর আপনি খালেক পর ফেদা হো আর গায়রুল্লাহ কো ছোর আপনি খালেক পর ফেদা হো আর গায়রুল্লাহ কো ছোর দামনি মোর সিদি ফাকর আওর নফস কে রেসেতে কোতর জানি কব আজাই রব সে তুজুক পাইগামি আজল জানি কব আজাই রব সে তুজুক পাইগামি আজল রাহ গুম কর দান ফস কো উসকি গুমরাহি সে মোর রাহ গুম কর দান ফস কো উসকি গুমরাহি সে মোর আপনি খালেক পর ফেদা হো আর গায়রুল্লাহ কো ছোর দামনি মোর সিদি ফাকর আওর নফস কে রেসেতে কোতর তনি জু রব সে কিয়া থা আহদ পাইমানি আজল তুনি জু রব সে কিয়া থা আহদ পাইমানি আজল নফস দুশ্মন কি ওয়াজা সে উসকো আই জালিম না তোর নফস দুশ্মন কি ওয়াজা সে উসকো আই জালিম না তোর মাইনি মানা হাই বাহারে আরজি তুজু কো লাজিজ মাইনি মানা হাই বাহারে আরজি তুজু কো লাজিজ দাইমি রাহত কি খাতির আরজি রাহত কো ছোর দাইমি রাহত কি খাতির আরজি রাহত কো ছোর আপনি খালেক পর ফেদা হো আর গায়রুল্লাহ কো ছোর দামনি মোর সিদি ফাকর আওর নফস কে রেসেতে কোতর জেসনি সরবত সাহাই উসসে সরকশি জিবা নাহি জেসনি সরবত সাহাই উসসে সরকশি জিবা নাহি উস দরে জানা পিসার রাখাও দরে বুতু খানা থোর, উস দরে জানা পিসার রাখাও দরে বুতু খানা থোর। হিম্মতে মর দানা আই জালিম তু কর আব এখতিয়ার, হিম্মতে মর দানা আই জালিম তু কর আব এখতিয়ার, রাহ সর্বাজিম আপনি খোয়ে রুবাহি কো ছোর, রাহ সর্বাজিম আপনি খোয়ে রুবাহি কো ছোর। দিন যেসকা হাই উসি পর আশরা সতর করো, দিন যেসকা হাই উসি পর আশরা সতর করো, কাম যেসকা হাই উসি পর আপনি সব থেকে রুকো ছোর, কাম যেসকা হাই উসি পর আপনি সব থেকে রুকো ছোর। আপনি খালেক পর ফিদা হো আওর গায়রুল্লাহ কো ছোর, দামনি মুরশিদ পাকর আওর নফস কে রেশতে কো তোর।
বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম, জিসনে সর বখশা হে উসসে সর কশি জেবা নহি, হি হু হ্যাজ গিভেন আস আ হেড, নাও টু গো এগেইনস্ট হিম ইট ইজ নট প্রপার, ইট ইজ নট fair, it is not right at all. Who gave us his ni'mat, we should please him. He gave us our hearts, we should give our hearts to him. He gave us our lives and he has given it to us to give it to him, not to give it to anyone else. We give it to our desires. The desires did nothing for us. We give it to other people, to please people. People have done nothing for us. Everything is only from Allah Ta'ala. Apne khaliq par fida ho aur ghairullah kuch aur. Sacrifice yourself fully for Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and give up everyone and everything besides Allah Ta'ala. And what we read in our ashar when we do our dhikr, we should ponder on that and we should try and bring that a reality. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu, nothing and nobody in my heart besides you. Ilahi atahu zarra dard dil ke marta hi be dard bimar tera, koi tujhse kuch koi kuch chahta hai, main tujhse hu ya rab talabgar tera. That we only want Allah Ta'ala. So we should, when we say La ilaha, then take out everything besides Allah, and what illallah, only put Allah in our heart. Adamane murshid pakar, or nafs ke rishte kuttor, become devoted to your sheikh, and that is to the teachings of the sheikh, and give up all the desires of your nafs. The sheikh, the person who makes a sheikh, it is not just for the sake of the sheikh, but to be connected to Allah. So to be connected to Allah, a person on his own, it was not possible in this world. Therefore, Allah sent the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, and those who connected themselves to the Anbiya, they became connected to Allah. Afterwards, after the Anbiya, the Sahaba, Tabi'een, Tabi Tabi'een, all of them who connected them there, they connected to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from there to Allah Ta'ala. So in the same way today with the Mashayikh, and a person when he makes Ba'at also, and even if he faulted at that time, he should correct it, that the Ba'at is solely for the pleasure of Allah, to reach Allah, to find Allah. The Shaykh is the means that we, through him, now we will go to Allah Ta'ala. On our own, we won't be able to reach Allah Ta'ala. Allah has made the means that through your Shaykh, the teachings of the Shaykh, which are, of course, well, that Shaykh also, because even unfortunately, in the Khanqahs, and particularly the Khanqahs, fell most prey to all types of evil and harm. Allah reward Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali that he removed all the wrong things of the Khanqahs and he exposed all the wrong practices that were taking place in the Khanqahs. So it should be for the pleasure of Allah. So the person should find Allah through the Shaykh. Haak ho jayenge qabron mein haseeno ke badan. And remember that the bodies of all these beauties, beautiful women, young boys who look beauty, and a person gets attracted to them, and even your own halal wife, she's very beautiful to her also, to you. But all, they will turn into dust in the qabr. Though you give in your life, small things amuse small minds, and you have been overtaken with beauty. And so remember that this beauty will also turn into dust. What is haram, that is of course way out. Even the halal beauty, that also is not going to last forever. Allah's beauty, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Everything, everyone on this world will taste of fanayat, being annihilated. Allah will be forever. So connect yourself to Him who is forever. Aarzi dil bar ke khatir raah-e paighambar na chhod. For a temporary lover or your heart has been inclined to somebody, the temporary love that you have, for their sake, don't leave the path of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. The way of the Rasul, he is leading you to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So don't fall prey to giving yourself to the temporary beauties, to the temporary things you love, whether it is your homes, whether it is your car, your shop, whatever you have, these are all temporary things. Don't give your heart to these things. Follow the way of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way we will get when we follow the way of our mashayikh. The mashayikh, and we can't make enough shukr that the path of tasawwuf is so important. It's so rewarding. It is so great. But at the same time, it is prone to so much of abuse also. And that Allah blessed us in our silsila. And this was the great sacrifices of our mashayikh that they purified. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah, Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimullah, particularly we saw from very close on how many occasions he would never allow anything which can become a detriment, which can mislead a person from this correct path. At one time, we were coming to the masjid here from the wuzu khana on my left side, just where the shoe racks start. So, namaz was about to start, there wasn't much time. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib had just made his wudu, and he was also coming to get Jamaat Takbir-e-Ula. Mir Sahib, Hazrat Khadim, always he sacrificed his life for his share. At that time, he still had to make wudu. And he wanted to make some khidmat of Hazrat. Hazrat said, when the call of Allah comes, leave your shaykh also. Now see to the call of Allah. Otherwise, we all will like that my khidmat must be done. Even if it is just that I get some bigness, that people are serving me, or some comfort also, that carrying the socks of the shaykh and, or putting them on for your shaykh, etc. But he said, leave all this now. Now the call of Allah has come. Now we must, so those are the type of mashayikh Allah has blessed us with. If we don't follow in their path and we don't bring that in our way, it is a great, great loss for us and a great wrong that we will be doing. Jaane kab aajaye rab se tujhko peghame ajal. Only Allah knows, nobody knows when the call of Allah will come, your final call. Sometimes at the airport they say that this is the first call. Second, there is the final call. So that final call, when it comes, nobody knows. And then only that is going to help us, which we prepared for the qabr. Our whole life, what we prepared for dunya, my own body, my clothes, my house, all that is not going to help us at all. Only what we help for akhirat, that will help us. And we don't know when that call can come, any time. We hear regularly of people passing away. A person is healthy, hale and healthy. And just a simple thing, crossing a road. And it is under control. Everything, you know, you're going to cross. There, accident happens. Anytime, anything can happen to anyone. Raah gum karda nafs ko iski gumrahi se mor. And the path of your nafs which has gone astray. The nafs has gone astray. The nafs is gone astray. It's gone on the wrong path. Two wrongs. And yeah, indeed, two minus don't make a plus. Yeah, the two minus makes a worse minus. You are gone astray yourself, and you are on the wrong path also. A person who is gone astray and is on the wrong path, hopefully somebody will guide him. A person who is on the right path, who is right himself, but is on the wrong path, he will realize, no, this is not the road. I'm not supposed to be here. Where am I supposed to be? He'll come right. But a person who's wrong himself and is on the wrong path, and unfortunately we find that this is also, Allah explains this many places in the Quran Sharif. When a person is wrong and he goes on the wrong path, then he sinks further and further. He slips more and more. Then for him to come right, it is very, very, those people that وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. They are on the wrong path, but they thinking we are on the right path. And those people, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They don't even know that they are on the wrong path. For such a person to find his path is difficult. So just try your best that you turn your direction. Your nafs, turn it, become aware, realize my nafs is a lover of all the fancy things of this dunya, temptations of this dunya, and on the wrong path, all the things that tempt us in this world, whether it be the World Cup presently, whether it be anything else, how these things tempt us. Tune jurab se kiya tha ahd o peyman e azal. And remember that the agreement you made with your Rabb, your original agreement, when Allah Ta'ala asked all of us, we were all present, our arwah, alastu bi rabbikum, and Allah presented himself and asked, am I not your Rabb, your creator, your nourisher, your sustainer, the one to see to all your needs in whatever circumstances, whatever conditions you are, isn't it me that I will fulfill all your needs? Isn't it me that you will return to? Isn't it me that you have to please? And all said with one voice, Bala, undoubtedly. The great beauty of Allah, the great qudrat of Allah, reality being in front of us, we all said, undoubtedly, you are our Rabb Allah. Then to test us, how long we will remain firm on that, Allah send us in this dunya. And he put all temptations around us. And he put many things that will distract us. What we find, the differences of the ulama. And now that also becomes a cause of distraction for us. Whereas that is their difference, I must be worried of my thing. Nowhere will we be asked that what did we do about the differences of the ulama. We will be asked what we did, whether we were on the right path. And when there are differences, it is so easy to understand that differences come about when there is a right and a wrong. If all are the right, no difference. If all are on the wrong, no difference. But when there is somebody on the right and somebody on the wrong, then you're going to have differences. So then we have to see who is on the right and who is on the wrong. And sadly today, the people who are on the wrong, the people who I have given in, to for all this dunya things like the Abrahamic Accord, like the LGBT fitna, all these other things, whether it is going to schools and universities, all these things of this dunya, when those people, they want unity, that you must join them. So what we must join on the haq or on the right, not on with those who are wrong. Even those who are on the wrong, they must join with who are on the right. If all the ulama come onto Quran and Hadith, come onto the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the tariqah of and the way of the Sahaba, and they come on the way of the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, Tabi Tabi'een, all that, if all join on that, then we all the Muslims will be united. And then we can fight the batil. But if those people who join the people of batil, the kuffar, what they are putting in their minds, what they get impressed with from them, whether it's the government they want to make the government happy, whether they want to make the White House happy, whether they want to make United Nations happy, and the Abrahamic Accord and those people, on that there can be no unity. And Allah clearly calls to this unity, وَعَتَصِمُوا, hold firmly on, don't let loose, unite firmly, بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. On what must we unite? Not on batil, not on the wrong things. We all must unite, even those who are on batil. Your nafs is gone on the wrong road. Your nafs is wrong and it's gone on the wrong road. Bring it to the right road. We all unite on the Quran Sharif. We all unite on the deen of Allah, the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what we must unite on. Raahi gum karda nafs ko uski gumrahi se mor. Turn the heart away from the wrong thing and bring them to the right. Tune jo rab se kya tha ehd o peymane azal, nafs e dushman ki wajah se usko e zalim na tor. That promise that you have made to Allah Ta'ala. Then, who is your enemy? Nafs, who is your enemy? Because of your nafs, don't break that agreement that you have made with Allah Ta'ala. When we have made that agreement, and a person, iman, the demands of iman is that we fulfill our promises. La imana liman la ahda lahu. There is no iman for that person who does not fulfill his promises. So we have to fulfill our promises. And we made the promise, we made the pledge, we made an agreement. Now we must live up to it. Not like the lady who came and she was supposed to have a program in the Kruger Park. And then she said that she put up a tweet or something that I've been called to Qatar to give a talk there. So I won't be able to come to the Kruger Park now. Cancelled. That program is cancelled. A person tweeted back and said, no, we won't excuse you. That you made a promise, you took the money, and you have to be here. And just to make her realize all her wrong, everything what she was doing is wrong. So we must not break our promise also. Maine mana hai, bahari arzi tujhko lazeez. I accept that this temporary temptations of this dunya are beloved to you. That's why they are temptations. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ. All these temptations, they appear very nice to you. But don't be so small-minded that you fall for the small things. People want to trap you, you will get a SMS, an email, or something that you've won a big prize. Just send us the details of your bank account. So don't get impressed with all this. All these things of this dunya, somebody will come and flatter you on your face also. You are so, and you are so, and you are like this. And you'll sell your akhirat for that. And you'll think that I am really like that. And you start behaving like that also. And you think I'm really somebody very great and very pious. Don't fall prey to these traps which are there. Maine mana hai bahar-e-arzi tujhko lazeez, And these are zuyyana linnas. They've been made beautiful to hubbu shahawat. And the desires of ours, where a person wants to, he falls prey. But he must come above all this. He must not fall prey. These are small things which kuffar will fall prey to, not a mu'min. A mu'min who has got the promise of Allah, and his object of life is Allah. His object of life is akhirat. He won't fall prey to all these things. Daimi rahat ke khatir, arzi rahat kuch hor. What a logical plea that for the everlasting enjoyment, the rahat, the peace, contentment, comfort of akhirat, don't give preference to this dunya's temporary things. The person should just understand easily, for 60, 70 years a person, average lifespan of a person, and average of 60 and 70 is 65. 15 years of that we are not balig. So now we are left with 50 years. Or for a short period of 50 years, and the preparatory period in there is another some years. We are left with a very short span. And to give your everything for the short span, and to give up that which is not only the word eternal, perhaps it does not register with us. Not 100 years, not 1,000, not 100,000, not 1,000,000, not 1,000,000,000, not 1,000,000,000,000, not quadrillion, nothing, forever and ever and ever. So how can you give up this little while? As somebody who did calculations, they say that for one day of the akhirat. Akhirat is not one day, it's not 1 year, it's not 1,000,000 years, but compared to 1 year, the average lifespan of a person in this dunya is 2 minutes. For 2 minutes you want to enjoy yourself. And that also superficial enjoyment. And in many cases haram enjoyment. Even halal enjoyment of this dunya, which is permissible. But consider that which will give you your everlasting, forever and ever returns by Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Jisne sar bakhsha hai, usse sarkashi zeba nahi. He who gave you your head, don't give your head for something else besides him. Don't commit suicide. Don't take your life. He gave you your life, he will take your life. You don't take your life. Your life you don't own. And that is why suicide is haram in Islam. Because it's not our life. Also, what is this when someone... euthanasia. Also not permissible. Your life is in the hands of Allah. He gave it to you, He will take it. You got no right to give anyone permission to take your life. You can't take your own life also. Your own body parts, you got no right to donate them to anyone also. They don't belong to you, they belong to Allah. And Allah, how He says you must use it, you have to use it according to that. Us dare jana par sar rakh aur dare but khana chhor. Us dare jana par sar rakh aur dare but khana chhor. And give your life at the altar, at the door of that beloved, that Allah. Put your head there. And give up your head from the temples, from the idol worship. Everything besides Allah is a temple, is an idol. Our nafs and our desires are also idols. And when we make our zikr, what la ilaha, we should think that I've got the zikr, the bulldozer of la ilaha illallah. And it's such a strong bulldozer, it will destroy all the other false gods that there are. Where there is a god of my riya and sum'ah, that I want people to know that I'm like this, and people must talk about me, and people must praise me. Break down all those idols. My nafs and my desires, my comforts and my ease, break all those desires. And when we make also dhikr, la ilaha illallah, think that Allah has given me such a scraper, to scrape my heart, the scraper of la ilaha illallah. And it will scrape out all the dirt from my heart. There are those people who, Allah save us all, have prostrate problems. And when they operate you, they show you on the screen what they are doing, how they are scraping and taking out all the negative things, the dirt, what is not supposed to be there, the filth, how they are scraping it out. So we have been given the scraper of La ilaha illallah. And we must do operations on our heart all the time. And scrape out all that ghayrullah which is there. On our iman, which all the dust is settling all the time. This dunya and the temptations of dunya, the thoughts of dunya which are coming on our heart, every one of us, we must take out the 10-15 minutes and scrape our hearts. With the bulldozer of La ilaha illallah, break all the temples of the heart, the idols which are in the heart. And with the scraper of La ilaha illallah, cleanse and purify the heart completely. Himmate mardana e zalim tu kar apti ikhtiyar. And don't say I'm too weak. Don't be like a fox. And don't be a coward. Allah has given every person that power, that strength within him, that he can stay away from all wrong. If we did not have it, and Allah told us stay away from haram, then it would have been, na'uz billah, zulam. And Allah does not make zulam. A little child of 2 years usually is very close with his father, and whatever his father wants to do, he wants to be there. And he also wants to be doing it. He'd even sit in the father's lap and say he's driving also. He wants to do everything. But what can he do? A 2-year-old little child. So he can't do anything. But the elder brother, 18, 20, 22 years, the father told him do something, he refuses to do. He is now at that age where he's rebellious now. So the little boy say, I'll do it. But what the 22-year-old, he had to pick up a bag of flour. He can, he has got the strength. The 2-year-old hasn't got. So what Allah has told us to do, we have that ability. It's not we haven't got it. It is for this reason, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Jazahumullah Khair, who opened our eyes in so many matters, he said that even a drug addict, he has got it in him, he can say no to drugs. But he's not using that. He's got that, just like that 22-year-old, he got the strength to pick up this bag of flour. But he's rebellious. He doesn't want to. Whatever guna, there is absolutely no need for all this rehabs and that. And they themselves declare we got zero rate of success. And yet we will spend huge amounts of money there. How many go there? And there also, there are drug dealers also there. They are selling the drugs also in the rehabs also. So everything, don't say I'm too weak to get up for fajr. I'm too weak, I can't control my eyes. When anger comes in me, then I can't control my anger. Everyone can do it. But we're not using that ability. And like shaitan, he was making so much ibadat all the time. But his kufr was within him, which he also did not know. He was thinking, I'm making a lot of ibadat. We must be very fearful of this. To understand that, like a person thinks that I'm a calm natured person, cool natured person. I don't get angry. But those occasions come when he becomes very angry. And then how he behaves, how he talks, like that is in our heart if we don't know. And over in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala explains, وَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Those people who have got that illness, that sickness, the sickness of the love of the kuffar, the love of kufr also, anything against Islam which is in their heart. And whenever an occasion comes, then فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Whenever a test comes, those who have got hearts are full, saturated with iman, their iman increases. فَإِذَا هُمْ فَزَادُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. And they get glad tidings, and they become happy. We did the right thing. In this covert, all of us can see what we did. Whether we followed what the demands of iman were. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. But those who have sickness in their heart, the sickness of kufr, the love of kufr, the love of ghayrullah, فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَى رِجْسِهِمْ. all the time. More and more that kufr comes. Wamatu, finally when they die, and in a very, very wrong condition, mort overtakes those people. So, himmat-e mardana e zalim tu kar ab ikhtiyar. Do the things that you are supposed to do, and be strong, you can do it. Just convince yourself, as Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali used to say, every day say to yourself, that Allah likes me, Allah loves me. Say that to yourself and know that Allah likes. That is why He's giving you so many ni'mas. He gave you your life. What favors there are which Allah has given us. We can't count one favor of the ni'mas of Allah. Forget two and three and innumerable favors of Allah because He loves us. And now we must just show that love to Allah Ta'ala. So in the same way, say to yourself, every day I can live a perfect life. And I'm going to try and I'm going to do it. Whatever bad habits, I'm not getting up for Fajr, I can get up. I have no excuse. Whatever it is, I say I can't control, I can control them. If we could not control, Allah should not have given the command that lower your gazes. You can, whatever else. Especially young people, when they have that desire for masturbation, it comes to them also such a way that I just can't stay away from it. You can't stay away. You be strong and use the power Allah has given you. Don't be himmat chor. Allah gave you and you do what you have to do. When we were in Jamaat, there was one alim with us from Bengal. And he explained one time, he was very active in Jamaat work also. So he said, if a Jamaat of even 2,000 people come just before Zohar Namaz, and you have to feed them after Zohar. Many Jamaats came. But you just make himmat, and you'll see how easy Allah will make it. And the food will be there, ready there. And now we should have less of an excuse when we got the cell phone. Make one call here, give 10, delegate 10 things there. Make one other call, another 5-10 things, and you make your namaz with peace and itminan. And after namaz, everything is ready. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that many times visitors should come just before Zohar. Then he should tell them in the house, visitors have come, we have to prepare. On the way to the masjid, he passes the grocery shop, please deliver this to the house. He passes the butcher, please deliver so much of meat. He makes his namaz with itminan. When they come down to sit, food is ready. And 10 people came and visit. One visitor is a big problem. And there are 10, 20 people. So, himmat-e-marda, madad-e-khuda. We make the himmat, Allah's help is there. But when we become like a fox and Allah's system, that if we move back, Allah leaves us, pushes us further back. Allah says clearly in the Quran Sharif, with direct reference to the munafiqeen, when they make excuses for not going out in the path of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala, even when they do make some courage, Allah Ta'ala pushes them down. We don't need you. So we must think that it mustn't be that Allah is pushing us away, that I don't need you. We must move forward. And a person who goes one hand length to Allah, a palm span, a hand span, Allah comes an arm's length. Who comes an arm's length, Allah comes 2 arms length. A person who comes walking, Allah comes running to that person. Of course, Allah is free of all these physical things and description. It means Allah comes rushing to that person, Allah's help, who wants to go to Allah. So we must be sincere, and sometimes we are tested whether we are sincere, so it doesn't happen quickly. It takes a long time. We must be persistent, and then see how Allah Ta'ala opens the doors. Rahi sarbazi mein apne khue rubahi kuch aur. And in this path where you have to give your head, give up the path of being a fox, a coward. Yeah, you must be himmat-e-marda. Have the courage. Allah gave you that. Every person, a child, a grown-up, a woman, a man, a sick person, all Allah has given them that ability. So use it. Don't be a coward. Don't back out. Don't get cold feet. Have the courage, move forward and see how Allah Ta'ala's help comes. Deen jiska hai, usi par aasra akhtar karo. Kaam jiska hai, usi par apni sab fikro ko chhod. Deen jiska hai, deen which is Allah Ta'ala's, usi par aasra akhtar karo. Depend on Allah Ta'ala. Now Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Ali Salatu was announced to the kuffar, you got no mawla, you got no one to, for support. You believe in your idols, they are dead things. Where are they going to support? For we got a mawla, we got Allah with us. So in all our matters, whatever it is, always first turn to Allah. In your thoughts also, whatever you want to do, your day's work, you stepping out of your house, Ya Allah, you help me for the day. You do all my work for me. Whatever difficulty, where there are some impediments, some rukawas, some things blocking us, just turn to Allah and just leave it to Allah Ta'ala. And say to Allah, I'm putting my whole life, all my matters in your hands, O Allah. And you are ni'm al-mawla, ni'm al-nasir. You are ni'm al-wakil and ni'm al-kafir. You are everything. And once you have handed over to Allah Ta'ala, you don't have to worry. Allah takes care and Allah looks after everything. Deen jiska hai, usi par aasra akhtar karo. Kaam jiska hai, usi par apni sab fikro kuch hor. And whose work it is, Allah has taken the promise that in tansurullah yansurkum, and that we will look at inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidun. Normally we refer to that the Quran Sharif, and the Quran Sharif to become a hafiz, really from our point of view it's an impossible thing. Today even us try and memorize something else 1% of the Quran Sharif we can't, and non-Muslims they can't what they memorize. To memorize the whole Quran Sharif, sometimes a 6-5 year old child is hafiz. 8 years, 12, 16 years, even a 20 year old boy becomes a hafiz, it was impossible. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرِ. Allah made it easy. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. You just make your effort. And when they put that little effort, in a year, 2 years, 3 years, the person is a hafiz. And he makes a little effort and he becomes such a good, strong hafiz. How powerful he becomes. So just that himmat from our side. Otherwise, you look at the Quran Sharif, about 800 pages. I must become hafiz of this. I can't learn 2 lines. And 800 pages, sometimes 13, the 13-line Quran. Where 10,000 lines, and I can't learn 2 lines. But you just use your courage, and it's all done. You're already doing your graduation. Yeah. How many times we see with our students, when we ask them, in which year are you? And I have it in my mind. They must be in the second or third year. They say, we're in the final year. Or they say, we're in doing iftar. So quick time goes. If a student also thinks 6 years, and this is the negative attitude, 6 years I have to be here, staying in the madrasa, staying in the boarding, the hostel, every day sabak, for 6 years I have to go through this, learn the sabak, learn, go to classes, impossible. But you just make your courage and you just do it, and before you know, you get surprised, the 6 years and you're a maulana now, you have graduated as an ali. So all this is just on our himmat. So to reach Allah, we must just make that himmat which Allah has given us. Kaam jiska hai, usi par apna sab fikro kuch aur. Leave it to Allah. All we have to do, that also what Allah gave us. Use that which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.